Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are much more than raisins. www.nationalraisincompany.com. 559-834-5981. And like I said, we do some really incredible recipes here on the California Kitchen, and I've got some great recipes for you this week, and it's all seasonal, all local. I'm talking about asparagus. My very first recipe for you today is to teach you how to make a proper asparagus puree. What I love so much about a good asparagus puree, it could go into so many wonderful dishes, but it's something that just complements anything well. You could put this on top of your eggs. You could put this on top of your chicken. You could put this on top of your fish. A good asparagus puree is the way to go. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is take 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil, and I'm going to put that into a saute pan. Now, once I put that oil into the saute pan, I'm also going to taste, because everybody has a different preference on their salt and pepper levels, put salt and pepper on the bottom of the pan. So that way, when we put our asparagus in, we want to make sure that we get a nice sizzle and then we get a nice crust built around our asparagus that you can only get from salt and pepper and oil. So before I put my asparagus in, I want to make sure my asparagus are nice and rinsed. And we always want to make sure that when we're cooking asparagus, we want to always cut the bottom ends off. It's very important that we cut the bottom ends off. They're always going to be very, very woody. And those are usually the parts that most people touch, and most of those parts touch the ground. So it's very, very important that we cut that bottom off just so it's nice and green, flesh is exposed, and then we're definitely ready to go. If you like to be a little more delicate, you want your asparagus to be more pure, I like to take off the skin. Don't ever throw it away when you're peeling off the skin, because you can always fry it and make a really beautiful asparagus nest or some crispy asparagus. But I like to take off the skin, starting from about 1/2 inch underneath the brush of the asparagus. Now we're going to go ahead and start sauteing these up. And remember, our saute, we're going to do a very high heat and low fat, 2 tablespoons of olive oil for 2 cups of asparagus that we're going to have diced medium. I want to go ahead and get this all nice and diced up. We're going to saute this up fast. And in about 4 minutes, it should be a beautiful al dente is where we want it. We're going to go ahead and add, starting 1 cup of heavy cream. And we're going to put this in a blender. We're going to go ahead and blend this and then run it through a sieve till it's nice and smooth. And put this away and let it rest. And now you have your asparagus puree that you can serve with dishes or to complement dishes. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.